Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet. Welcome to another Tadpog podcast. It's a show that happens twice a week where two old guys and a guy that they love very much who is still older and continuing to grow older. The gap never closes.
So goddamn old.
It's John Turley, everybody.
Welcome back to a regular episode. Creeping back up on Nicole, going to reclaim his title.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I gotta leave soon, so I don't know that.
It's fine. It still counts.
Right.
You could literally leave right now, and it would still count. Right, but I'm don't, out. Because
see you, bitches.
Please don't. Please don't leave, John.
Oh man, I'd love to stay for the whole thing.
Then I think that you should.
What is he gonna do? Divorce you? Not with your kids.
No, but she'll make it worse than divorce somehow.
You can take home my fleshlight. It's fine. Stay until 9, take back the fleshlight. It's fine.
The thing you recommend less than your hands?
Yeah. You put it in your couch and be like, this could be you, but you're mad.
Because it just sounds like you're trying to pawn off a fleshlight.
That's true.
Like you're using all of this.
I've put it on Craigslist used and it just won't
sell. Oh my God.
I'll get my label maker and put Andy on the side of it. It'll be great.
Did you try the wall in Romantics? You could probably offload it there.
I could probably just sit in the theater in Romantics and charge like $2 a pop.
In there?
Oh yeah, yeah.
rent it out.
Romantics has one theater. Tammy's has two theaters: the straight and the gay theater.
Yep. I had no idea about any of this.
Yep.
I'm fucking missing out, man. I don't know Paducah quite as well as I thought I knew Paducah.
Oh, man.
It's a lot nicer since it changed from Adult World. So like it has like hardwood floors in there and stuff now.
Ooh, wow.
Adult World was awful. Adult World.
Yeah. Adult World was awful.
I don't think I ever
You went. Have. Oh, am I not supposed to say that on the mics?
I've been to Adult World?
Yeah. We've been to Adult World together.
When we were at Apex?
We did acid and went to Adult World.
I don't fucking remember that shit
remember
at all.
Remember when we murdered that guy at Showbiz?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. For the record, I'm just kidding, Taryn.
I like Showbiz. Man, that dates us a little bit.
Remember the time you tried to convince me to take a little girl, cut her hair off, and pretend like she was a boy and walk out with her?
That's what had happened at the Paducah Showbiz we found out last week.
Are you fucking
serious?
Yeah. I had no idea. Taryn.
Things the media downplayed in Paducah. That's apparently one of them.
You would think that would be an enormous story.
Yeah. Yeah, you would. You'd think people would still be talking about it. You would have think Showbiz would have shut down.
In Chuck E. Cheese, man. Come on.
It was Showbiz back then, but now it's Chuck E. Cheese.
It was.
All right. Well, today, we're not going to say about what game we're doing yet to keep drag out John as long as possible. But
John, what game are we talking about today?
Oh, shit. I don't know, man.
What do you think?
I just walked in off the street.
Just take a guess.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Okay, I'll give him what I have here for my intro is roughly tangentially related.
Okay, perfect.
So, like, I can force a relation. So I'm going to say it's related. So what I've got here, I saw a commercial for it the other day, and I was like, oh, I have to go get that for us to try as an intro on Tadpog. So your beard host, Tyler. And for my last birthday, we went to Hattie B's had Hattie B's hot chicken.
Oh, what you
well,
got?
I saw what KFC is now doing.
Oh, I heard about this.
Is KFC's Nashville style hot chicken.
Yeah. I am actually excited about this.
So I know since we ate at Hattie B's, you got the tenders and I got the pieces of chicken.
Yeah.
So we know that they function differently. So I got both the tenders and the pieces of chicken.
Sweet.
So there's enough for all of us to have a tender and a piece of chicken.
Perfect. Do you know how many calories are in each?
No.
Okay.
Why?
Because I need to log it.
Oh, shit.
Because that's the only way that I can possibly lose weight is to hold myself accountable for my actions.
But you might want to get the plates or something that are up there in that cabinet.
Yeah. Oh, look, there's biscuits too.
You have one of those biscuits. One of these been sitting in the hot sauce for the last hour biscuits.
Fuck yeah.
They've been in my oven on warm, so they're still warm. It's not like we're eating cold chicken.
It's slower, Tyler.
It's been in my oven. They're still warm.
I think I gave you enough, or did I short you a plate?
Oh, there you go.
Thank you.
All right, I'm back and professional as fuck. Professional AF.
Okay, well, they're supposed to give me two drumsticks, but they did not, so.
Those sons of bitches.
So already a mark against them.
Yep. So there's a tender for everybody, and then you guys can split the thigh. It is large.
Who here like large thighs? Is it just me?
No, go ahead.
I don't want that gap. I want that friction.
Fuck that gap.
Sometimes you want the gap. Sometimes you don't. It's like a Mounds bar.
Like a wide variety.
Yeah. All right.
So
I'm going to grab a tender here.
Yeah, so tenders first.
Are you cool with that?
Yeah,
you brought them. You call the shots.
We do tenders first. All right. So here is Nashville Hot Chicken.
It's not.
By
I
KFC.
Can already tell.
It says warning. You are about to taste the best spicy chicken you've ever had.
Holy
KFC, I severely doubt that.
I've smelled it. And I'm already disappointed.
I have had Nashville's hot chicken. It's not terrible.
Well, it's not bad.
It's got some kick to it.
But they're lying on the packaging.
They're absolutely lying on the packaging. This in no way touches Hattie B's. But I do like this better than most of the chicken at KFC.
I agree.
No, this is, I mean, it's good.
Oh, I definitely like, eat this.
I can say it has, as a person who eats tons of incredibly spicy food, this does have some kick to it.
Mm-hmm.
So to a person who doesn't eat a lot of hot food, this would probably be hot. So hotter than the other offerings at KFC that advertises spicy.
Hope everyone enjoys our
chewing
chicken eating sound. Hey y'all, this is what it sounds like when we eat chicken.
We have John Turley back and eat chicken.
Yep. No, it's not bad. It's not bad at all. I would say by the time you ate like a whole order of this, it'd be pretty spicy. Like it's gonna build on you, I think, a little bit.
Not as saucy as I expected.
No. This is good. I like this.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Hattie B's, I remember, like, it came off on your hands.
Oh, yeah.
Hard. And then as advertised on the commercials, it looks like it's coated. It's really not, which I'm okay with.
My fingers burned.
Yeah.
When I ate the Hattie B's chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, oh, yeah. My fingers burned.
That seeps through your pores.
That's how hot
I got to go to Nashville.
Yeah. Let me know when you go,
because
I want to go back.
And we supposedly had the second best hot chicken in the city. Prince's is the best, but their hours were kind of strange, and it's small, and they're always incredibly crowded. We had like 12 of us.
So what's the deal with this thigh?
Yeah, so you guys, so we'll see. I mean, I don't know, because the problem with you had with the tenders was there's no like deep chicken that's free of the fury that was at Hattie B's.
Yeah, because that chicken tender just wrapped
all the way around.
Yeah.
So now we'll see how it compares to a whole piece of chicken.
All right. I got my thigh here.
Mind if I have a piece of this thigh?
No, please. That's why I said it there.
Oh, well, thank you.
I like the tender better.
Yeah, I do too.
I didn't think I would. At Hattie B's, I like the whole chicken better. Here, I like the tender better.
Piece there. Well, next time I go, I'm going to get the whole chicken. Yeah.
I was thinking at Hattie B's, like, I was just saying, it was my birthday, fuck it, fuck my diet. And I got the half a chicken and then, like, every other side that they had there and, like, two banana puddings. So.
Banana pudding?
Mm.
That sounds amazing with
hot chicken. Their homemade banana pudding was really good.
It is amazing with super hot chicken, because I have never wanted vanilla pudding more in my life. Because I don't really care much for it, honestly. It was great at the restaurant.
Yeah.
But generally, I don't really go for it. I did that day. I was like, yes, yes, yes. Now. Because their chicken is
really
hot.
It was
really
that spicy. It had you we got the vanilla pudding. Holy shit.
We got the highest intensity. And
what's it called?
Shut the cluck up. That's the sticker I have on my fridge.
Both of you guys, and holy shit.
Yeah, we have high thresholds. Pushed us. Oh, we have high thresholds. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm way, way behind. I'm listening to the Dragon Con episode, and you mentioned Kashmir. And I told you about going to Kashmir with Rishi, right?
I feel like maybe you did.
Okay, well, like.
But do it again.
Back in the day when I was living in Louisville, I was good friends with this guy that ran this old diner that I worked at for a minute. And he was from India. His name was Rishu. And he was like, hey, man, you want to go get something to eat sometime? I was like, yeah, man, let's go. So he takes me to Kashmir. He's like, this is the best Indian restaurant here. You know, I'm like, all right, cool. And, you know, I eat some pretty spicy shit, too. So I'm like, what should I order? Like, how hot should I get it? And he was like, get it medium hot. I'm like, are you sure? You know, like, I can eat some shit. And he's like, no, get it medium hot. And I'm like, okay, all right. So I order the curry, and I get the medium hot.
I would have told him to go fuck his mother if he said
that. And he says some shit to the waiter in Hindi that I don't have any fucking idea what he's talking about. And I'm like, what did you tell him? And he was like, I told him, and you know this, Dave. I know. I told him to make it like we were back home. And holy shit, son. I ate mine. I was like, this isn't bad. This isn't nothing, right?
Mm-hmm. You taught me like, that trick.
Yeah. I'm like, let me have a bite of yours. He's like, all right, man. And dude, I ate like two bites of his and I was fucking lit up.
So that's awesome. Kashmir is the only place I have ever been that they have given me it as hot as I wanted.
Yeah.
Any place. And I've eaten Indian food all over the place. Only Kashmir and Louisville. And I think it probably has something to do with the fact Ashley Shake was with me. So, because he...
Really? They know him?
I mean, they probably just like, oh, okay, the white boy is with someone of color. Okay, sure, we'll actually do you right.
John, you taught me that trick, and I taught Tyler that trick, and I don't think that it has worked as often as it should, except for at Kashmir.
Kashmir, and then there's actually a little place called House of Spice out in Katie's.
Which is a really weird restaurant. It's great.
Yeah,
it looks like a diner, like a trucker diner.
Yeah, it's a sports, like a redneck sports pub / Indian restaurant.
with a liquor store attached to it.
Only in Katie's, Kentucky, y'all.
I've went there 3 or 4 times, and like McElwain knows the owner. And so the last time McElwain was like, no, really, like don't fuck with them. Give him everything that you've got. And like all the white people in the kitchen had to leave the kitchen once they started cooking with it, and they brought it to me.
Oh, wow.
It was almost right. Almost. It's the closest that anybody's come since Kashmir. Because there's a place in Clarksville called Tandoor, and I've eaten there 3 or 4 times, and I plead and I ask, and they just can't do it. It's the only place I've ever had bullet naan, though. That was really good.
What's bullet naan?
It's it has the hot peppers directly in the naan.
Oh.
And it has been the spiciest thing that I've had there. Yeah. I can't get them to even match the naan and the chicken tikka masala.
That sounds really good.
So. All right.
Now it's time for John to guess the game. Here's your content.
It's related to hot chicken, somehow.
It's somehow related.
It is related to hot chicken. We can make this connection.
Okay, it is not Super Alfred Chicken.
So we knew that's what you were thinking.
I'll throw that right out.
Yep.
I got nothing. I heard a story about hedgehogs in Britain earlier today, so I'm going to say Sonic the Hedgehog. I don't fucking know, man.
Holy John. Did you talk to Tyler before you came over?
No, seriously, though, apparently, like, hedgehogs are endangered in Britain. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess it is
so, like, they're encouraging people to make, like, holes in their fences so they can travel through.
Really? They need to leave their rings out.
Yeah.
They said they have no fear of humans, and that's one of the problems, is that they don't run
humans
away.
Because like, humans love kicking them.
Literally walk up and just pick them up, and they don't give a shit. Like,
no.
Just, yeah. which would actually be kind of cool. But.
Well, we know. I now know that they don't have possums.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think they do.
They don't.
They don't.
We got a call about that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess name our most popular roadkill. And I said possums. And the guy in the UK was like, yeah, we don't have those. I had to look and see
serious?
What they were.
Yep. Like, really? Oh, wow.
I also know that's what crazy. Russian people in like Russia and Australia are also fascinated by our squirrels.
Really?
Because they don't have squirrels.
I've seen that video where like the
Russians try and say squirrel or Germans try to say squirrel.
Yeah.
Squirrel. Squirrel. You're right. English is fucked up. It doesn't. It looks like that, but it's not.
Do you think that we could talk about Sonic the Hedgehog, Tyler? Do you feel like we could probably talk about him instead? And just like we'll let John just
tell me
dictate.
About the chicken based. Tell me about the chicken based game that you're playing. That's what I want to know.
Well, okay, maybe you can figure out through hints.
Let's not do that.
No, we're not done shaming you. Shaming your ignorance yet, John.
Okay.
This thing which clearly you should know.
You're like 3 minutes in.
Should be able to intuit this from that the hot Nashville chicken that we're talking about Darkwing Duck today.
They're poultry.
You fight a chicken in it. Spoilers.
Darkwing Duck.
Darkwing Duck.
I don't know much about Darkwing Duck, so.
Do you know that he likes to get dangerous?
I know that's from the theme song, right?
And what does that mean to you as an adult?
Dave, do you hear that?
I do hear that.
It's John perplexedly eating biscuits and chicken.
They're pretty good biscuits. They've soaked up some of the stuff.
I know.
It's actually better than the chicken, I think.
It's pretty good. I do hear that perplexed chicken-eating train, which, of course, ushers in a segment that we like to call Dave Reads from Wikipedia. I'm Dave, your bespectacled host, by the way. Let me just open this link because I'm professional. Okay, guys. Darkwing Duck is a platformer video game based on the Disney television series Darkwing Duck. You guessed it. The game was developed by Capcom for the NES in 1992 and was ported to the Game Boy in 1993. The Game Boy version is essentially a slightly stripped-down version of the game. So a mysterious crime wave has hit St. Canard, and Shush requires the services of the caped crime fighter Darkwing Duck to stop it, as it appears that Fowl and their valued operative Steelbeak, he's a chicken,
Fowl is like F-O-W-L.
It is. These are acronyms.
Avian yep. crimes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
What you drinking?
Simply cranberry cocktail.
Cocktail.
Do you like some cranberry juice, John? Your
vodka
hand?
In that or anything?
No. I have something to do that.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. So, John, the operative, the Fowl operative, Steelbeak, is behind the uprising.
He sounds like a tough character.
This is like the plot of episode 2, Star Wars.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. There's so much political intrigue and
yeah. You know, don't ever try to show Attack of the Clones to a 4-year-old.
Because they will love it. And you'll have to watch it over
and over
again.
They will lose interest very quickly.
That's not the desired effect, I don't think.
No, not at all. But it's all that bullshit with all the political stuff and all the Trade Federation.
Kids love political intrigue, John.
Guess what Fowl and Steelbeak did? You guessed it. They hired 6 of Darkwing's greatest foes to wreak havoc in different areas throughout St. Canard.
They stole the Mega Man 5 engine.
That's what I was about to guess. I was about to guess that exact thing.
I knew you were. Darkwing must go and one by one stop these criminals in order to find Steelbeak and save the city. All right. That's the plot. Hey, I have a little segment called Guess Who Done Goofed. That ain't us.
Oh.
Can I do it real quick?
Yeah. Is it Capcom for not releasing any more Mega Man games and killing all of their most, all their best franchises.
They gave you Mega Man 6, and it's Darkwing Duck. It's related to Capcom. Does that count?
Mm-hmm.
Someone who goofed other than us. Concept. Concept done goofed. In a previous episode, Tyler, we talked about Paul Anderson upping his Patreon pledge so that we would play Mighty No. 9 when it came out.
Yep.
It was supposed to come out February 9th, but Concept done goofed and has pushed it back to spring 2016, in quotes.
Fuck.
So I just wanted to go ahead. I'm not trying to pick on Concept, but I wanted to explain to Paul why he's not going to get the episode that he wanted.
And explain to Paul why he's going to have to keep that donation up all the way until it comes out.
Blame Concept. It's not on us, man.
Yeah. So he's upped his Patreon pledge for a month, and then as soon as it actually comes out, we will do it.
Agreed. I think those are good terms.
Yep.
I have another.
But if he just keeps the Patreon pledge where it is until it comes out, then we'll do something super special.
Like,
I don't know. I've got until spring 2016 to figure it out.
Like, burn his money in the middle of the table while we podcast.
Both dressed as the Joker. Like, yeah, it's fine.
Some other people goofed, Tyler, and this is directly related to the game that we're talking about today. So I felt like it's worth mentioning before we get into it. About a week ago, IO9 and TV Overmind reported that Darkwing Duck would return to television in 2018. John, you were probably wondering why we were talking about Darkwing Duck today.
Not really. I have no idea. I have no idea what's going on here.
The reason we wanted to do Darkwing Duck is I got a tweet from Master of Coin, Ryan Walters, with a link to this news report. And he sent something along the lines of, better cash in on that Darkwing Duck crazy while it's hot. And I was like, yeah. That's I mean, fair. Tyler and I have talked about doing Darkwing Duck.
We brought it up
Duck.
Before because
yeah.
It's supposed to be good.
This seems like the perfect time to talk about it. The next day, I found out that they were not correct. Darkwing Duck is not planned to return to television in 2018. They had both picked up an April Fool's story from 2015.
Oh, wow.
And just read it. Just read it. And
check
realized,
sources. No one does that but John Oliver, and he makes really good money to do it. So no, fuck that.
So
credibility? We used to have some of that. Not so much anymore.
We do like the Trump style, like we just hear something and we blare it everywhere. Yeah. That's just what we do.
No fucking filter at all. Just yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised if like this is one of those things where like if Disney catches wind, like if they got positive feedback on Darkwing Duck coming back, Disney would probably be like, oh, we see a potential revenue stream.
Right,
let us make the Darkwing Duck.
Yeah. It would be the CGI Darkwing Duck. It would be computer animated, I'm sure, if it did come back.
Well, yeah, because it costs too much. To,
yep. That's why all the cartoons kid to watch, I'm like,
fucking animated.
Okay, all right, well, that's how you want to do
it's
it.
It's funny, though, they've gotten
Mickey Mouse
really
Clubhouse.
Good. They've
all
gotten
right.
really good at emulating the drawing style on some of them. Not all of them, not Mickey Mouse.
But I can still tell.
But yeah, you can still tell, but you know, at least they're trying to make it look like it was actually drawn.
I'm really fun when we watch cartoons, because I'll be like, oh, look, it's tweening. I know how this technology works. Sorry to ruin your cartoon, everybody, but this is not art.
If I don't mention this, Jacob York will be upset. But he sent me a link the other day saying how much he and Galen love the new Mickey Mouse cartoons. And I was like, I have to watch Mickey Mouse Clubhouse like every day because Kenan's fucking crazy for it. He's like, no. I mean, the actual new shorts that they're drawing. And he sent me one. And I was like, I can see why you'd like this. I don't. Oh, but it is like, it is a totally new direction for Mickey Mouse. It smacks of Ren and Stimpy, strangely enough.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I've seen a couple of those shorts on some fucking cable channel.
Because Jacob sent me one where it is Mickey and Goofy get shrunk down and Donald Duck swallows them. And they go through this Ren and Stimpy-esque voyage all throughout Donald Duck while he freaks out.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
I need to watch
it's a whole new thing.
Show notes?
Oh. Yeah.
Cool.
No, sorry. I had to mention, though, I mean, I'm sure you guys have, I don't know if you've talked about Star Wars at all.
We have not.
Okay. All right.
All the spoilers that I know.
I'm not going to give any spoilers.
Thank you, Saturday Night Live.
You do know them. Oh, Saturday Night Live spoiled
Undercover Boss? Oh, my God.
That spoiled it for me.
Wait. Laughed my ass off.
Wait, what spoiled it for you? Did you say Undercover Boss?
They do an SNL spoof of Undercover Boss.
Oh, okay. I was so confused because I was like, they record Undercover Boss in like 3 hours?
I am going to send that link to you. Oh, my God.
It is Kylo Ren going as Kylo a maintenance Ren. Worker in the Death Star or wherever he is now.
He's a fucking radar technician or something. It's really funny. But anyway, no, there's this guy at work and he's he's a good guy, but he's got these really... I don't know. There's some things about him that are really kind of funny. And one of them is, like, I asked him, like, hey, have you seen The Force Awakens? He's like, I don't watch Disney movies. And I'm like, man. I'm like, you realize who owns Marvel now, right? And he's like, no. And I'm like, Disney owns Marvel. And I was like, they're still doing Deadpool, and that's fucking rated R. They can't fucking merchandise that shit, you know, not toward kids anyway.
That's actually Fox.
Is it Fox?
But don't tell them
oh,
that.
Oh, okay. Well,
it's Fox or Sony.
No shit.
It's not Disney.
How did Disney?
Yeah, because Disney
Deadpool
is
classified as an X-Men character. And
oh,
Disney doesn't have.
Oh, okay.
Disney doesn't have the X-Men.
All right. Sorry.
I said that like a really nerd.
I'm a douchebag.
You love Deadpool. It's totally fine.
Like I just felt like I got emotional.
Your vinyl pop figurine is X-Men Deadpool. You're totally fine. Yeah. You're safe.
But no, I was telling him, I was like, you know what Disney did, right? They just they sat back and they threw fuckloads of money at J.J. Abrams. Like, do it right. And he did. I was like, it's really good. You need to watch it. And I was like, you know, they've pretty much stood back on most of the Marvel movies, I feel like, too. Like, you know, they've just let them do
that. Oh, yeah. I agree with all that.
I hate Harrison Ford.
Because I never...
Really?
I hate Harrison Ford.
What? Why?
So much. I think like, he is just a horrible person.
Did he poop in your bath?
Explain yourself.
He is in a same... He's not... Okay. He is in sort of a similar category.
I got to go. It's fucking 7:59, motherfucker. I got to leave in 1 minute, and you throw out, I hate Harrison
Bye, John.
Ford. He's like the yeah. worst fucking person ever. How are you going to do that shit to
me? He infuriates
right
me.
Now? Like, he has literally saved people's lives. Like,
that's fine. If he wants to go off and save people's lives and not be in movies anymore, great. Awesome. Do it. Then you're a great person, Harrison Ford. Because otherwise, everything I see, Harrison Ford hates his success so fucking much. He and like Bruce Willis, they hate that they happen to be actors. They hate they didn't want to do this in the first place.
I see,
but
I million see your point,
fortune and millions of dollars
fucking
fell
wrong.
On them, and they hate
Han
it.
Solo,
they hate it.
You motherfucker!
I hate being adored.
I'm
being
out.
Part of cinema history. I just wanted to build George Lucas's cabinets, and now I have more money than I fucking know what to do with, and I'm just a grump about every appearance and everything that I do.
Oh, well,
I'm Harrison Ford.
I sure didn't wake up this morning and expect this debate. It would have ever guessed. I bet I'm going to hear two guys argue about Harrison Ford.
Well, you're really not, because I have to go. I really do.
I win! Walk away.
Are you filibustering?
Success. Harrison Ford is a bad person.
To be continued.
John L. Tyler W. There we go.
All right. I don't care. You still haven't
gun
seen
control. The, you, gun control.
You still haven't seen the original Star Wars, so you have no fucking
no.
Yeah, you don't even get to talk about it. You don't. You don't at all. Wrong. Good wrong.
So I want to hear John's side.
No, I don't have a side. He was fucking Han Solo. That's
it.
My fucking argument, okay? Watch the original three movies.
All right, okay.
He's fucking my childhood hero.
Look.
Fuck you.
Shh. He wishes he wasn't your childhood hero. He hates you, John. He hates you.
No, Tyler.
You gave him money, he hates you for it.
I'm going to be a conflict manager, okay? I'm going to be a conflict manager here. Now, wait. My turn to talk. You guys are
going
to get
my wife.
John, before you leave, this is very important. I need to resolve this conflict. John, I believe what you're saying is, it sounds to me like you're saying that you love Han Solo.
Well, I do.
And it sounds to
Harrison
me like Tyler has a problem with
Harrison
Ford.
Brought me Han Solo.
I understand
like,
that.
He
but he wasn't the only one who brought
and also,
him.
Gary Busey auditioned for it, right? He could have been just as good.
I don't
been
think
just as fine.
I don't think you get to stand on the fact that he's a bad person. Like, maybe he does hate his fame. I get that. Yeah. I've seen some of his interviews.
And hates his money?
He definitely does not give a fuck.
Then quit.
Like, he doesn't want to be famous. And
give
I get that.
Give new
but
people
fuck, man,
a
what's
chance.
What's he done lately? What's he done lately?
Star Wars.
Star Wars. Yeah, nothing.
No. That movie where he is a morning news anchor with Rachel McAdams.
I don't fucking know how long ago was that? I never even heard of that.
That was years ago.
Anyway. No, seriously, this you don't get to call him a bad person.
Yeah,
like,
he is.
Fucking...
He's bad. That's bad.
Okay, all right.
You're right. Maybe he's not a bad person.
He's not a bad
person. But I hate him.
He's not a bad person. You
no,
can hate
not,
him all
he
you want.
He saves people and everything like
you
that, need, but he needs to quit doing movies. He needs
not,
to reti-
that,
he needs to
that.
Take his money.
He did the one that away. I wanted to see, and he can retire now.
He shouldn't
cool
have done
that.
He didn't want to do it. Like, they just gave him so millions of dollars that could have been used. They could have given another person a shot. Other things could have been done with that money.
No, no,
but he just, like, they threw billions at him until he was like,
you would know that if you've seen it.
You know. it was his performance as on point, or was he in any form or fashion lazy about
it? Was important. It was important to have him.
It was.
So, like, yeah. I understand why they wanted him. It was really, really important.
Once I found out the ending, that's when I was like, that... That was probably like, I'll take your billions of dollars, but this is it.
Right, okay.
You know, it's just like,
Oh, you made my heart stop for a minute. Thought you were going to SNL undercover boss him.
And also, I get it ruined for by SNL and the NBC sitcom Undateable also ruined it. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Undateable.
I like Undateable.
I have to go.
But.
All right.
Love you, Tadpog Nation. I'm out.
Bye, John Turley.
I love you, John. I don't love Harrison Ford, but I love you.
conflict resolved.
I'm going to Donald Trump your ass as soon as you're gone. You're going to be my Jeb Bush as soon as you walk out that door.
I hope so. I'll hear it in like 6 months.
I'll see you later, Jennifer Turley. It's whatever.
Bye, John.
Bye.
Now's your chance.
It's a Darkwing Duck.
How much have we recorded? Like
30
at
minutes.
At least 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you have a lot to say about this game?
No, not really.
Okay, so we're okay then.
Yeah, we're fine.
I mean, other than the fact that we're lying about what our podcast is about,
yeah.
We're great.
Yeah. No, we brought it back to video games
somehow.
It's
still a video game podcast, guys. Stay. Everybody who's staying for a video game podcast, don't worry. We're going to talk about video games.
Everybody who's mad at me. Wait, you know, it's fine. Wait. Go ahead.
I get your point about Harrison Ford. I do. I get John's point, too. But I do think that John loves Han Solo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's more that.
Han Solo and Indiana Jones. And
yeah, and I do too. Mm-hmm. I mean, but I'm not a huge Harrison Ford fan.
Yeah. It's just everything I've ever seen him in, it's like he looks like he hates it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, if you hate it that much, man, just don't do it.
Yeah.
Just don't do it. You have more money than God, man. You're good. Just don't do it.
He's charming.
Get your World War I planes and fly them around and crash them and survive. Whatever you had to do, man, it's fine. Just... step down, let people have a chance, because they want to succeed. They want to do this. They give a shit. You don't, go away. So
I understand. I think that's a solid argument. I do not know any of these things about him, so I'm going to take your word that
you wear your one weird looking earring.
That he hates
it. Fine.
I do know it was hard for them to get him for Star Wars.
Yeah.
I do know that much.
Because I read an interview where basically they just like threw so much money at him. He was like, well, I guess I can do a few hours work for this much money.
But did you hear that IO9 reported that he's going to play Darkwing Duck in the 2018 series?
How much money are they throwing at him? Jesus.
I didn't know they had Darkwing Duck money.
I mean, if they do it, it's him on Skype lazily doing the lines, and you can hear the audio cut in every time Darkwing Duck talks for Harrison Ford on Skype.
He's literally, yes, on a cell phone on Skype. Let's get dangerous.
Goslin, I don't give a shit. Where's my Diet Coke? There's made some cabinets. I'm a man's man. Me and Bruce Willis, we didn't want this. We're angry about it.
There's
Bruce Willis, on the other hand, is like, Harrison Ford might be a good person who hates his success, Bruce Willis seems like a bad person who also hates
from
success.
From what I've heard. Like the stories that Kevin Smith
Kevin Smith said.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Like the story about him being on, them talking about a movie they were working on, and then someone like rolled by and yelled, "Die Hard!" And then like, according to Kevin Smith, Bruce Willis was like so pissed off by that and so annoyed that people loved him.
See, that's, yeah, exactly. It's another thing that pisses me off about like when actors sort of forget what gave them their boost in the first place. Yeah. You know, like
they owe a lot to the people who love to watch them.
Like
right?
I mean, because I remember the long thing about getting Arrested Development back was Michael Cera holding out.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And it's just like that made me mad because it's like, man, you would not be shit if it wasn't for that.
Sure,
you always need to respect where you came from. You know, that's why, I don't know. I don't know who a big holdout with Friends getting back together is. But
oh, is there? Because, like, wasn't there something about a Friends reunion or something?
They're coming together to honor one of, like, the writers, one of the show's creators.
Oh, okay.
And it's not even all of them. Matthew Perry's not going to be there.
Right, so. I read that.
Yeah.
Why?
He wrote a play that is debuting on, like, England like
so
that
he has
weekend.
A legitimate reason.
He has a legitimate reason.
He stopped just like, no, fuck it.
Yeah. But, I mean, I would have assumed the holdout was, like, Jennifer Aniston. I don't know about that. But I'm sure there is somebody, there are a few people that are holding out for some other reason.
David Schwimmer.
No, Schwimmer's not doing shit. He was on episodes, so you know Schwimmer's not doing shit.
Darkwing Duck?
Darkwing Duck.
Okay. So this was a Nintendo game.
Mm-hmm.
I played this game as a kid on the Game Boy. I never played the NES version. And I always wanted to because I wanted to compare the two games. Mm-hmm. But I owned a Game Boy. I didn't own a Nintendo at the time. So I remember getting this game and playing it and loving it. So this was my first experience playing the Nintendo game. Had you played this before?
No, I had not. I did not know there was an NES Darkwing Duck game until I was watching a YouTube video and then someone casually mentioned it. And I was like, oh, shit. Okay, yeah. Oh, no, it was the Angry Video Game Nerd talking about that Darkwing Duck is generally a quality franchise across all games except for one video game system, and it was terrible, and he did that version. He talked about how good the Capcom version was for NES. I was like, oh, okay, shit, we can do that one then.
Do you know which one was bad?
Oh. It was, I mean, I'd heard the system before. It was the same era as, like, the Super Nintendo and shit like that. I can't remember what it was, though.
Like a TurboGrafx or something?
Maybe
like
it was TurboGrafx. Okay. Yeah. But it's like the games were on like little cards or some shit. Like it wasn't like a cartridge. It was a little thing you plugged in. But he said like he was talking about the quality of games for that system are actually all really good because it wasn't super successful, so it didn't have bloat.
Uh-huh.
So what games did make it on, like, so it has, in his opinion, one of the highest ratio of quality games in their library over a ton of other systems, except for Darkwing Duck.
Dude, Capcom, we've talked about this, I think, when we talked about Rescue Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
Capcom made some really, really good games for the Nintendo. And I think they made some really good games for the Super Nintendo, too. But when Capcom had the Disney license...
TurboGrafx. Yeah,
it was TurboGrafx. Yeah. When Capcom had the rights to make Disney games... Those games are good.
Good.
They're good. Yeah. Surprisingly good.
It makes me want to play The Little Mermaid.
I know. That's so weird you said that. I don't know why I'm excited to play The Little Mermaid. Yeah. But yes, because I was playing this and I was like, this is a good game. It has its problems and I'm sure we'll get to that. But I was like, man, what other Capcom Disney games are there that I haven't played? I definitely want to play The Little Mermaid. Mm-hmm. I've never played Jungle Book. And I know we need to get on Jungle Book anyway because it's a Super Nintendo game and you want to play all the Super Nintendo games. So we should probably do that at some point. I was having a hard time like finding one that had bad reviews. Like, I mean, it was impossible to find one that
Capcom knew what they were doing back then. They really, really did. They were the Rare of the NES.
They were. That's a really good way. Them and Konami.
Yep.
Because like I remember, like those two, those were seals of quality. Like those were hallmarks. Mm-hmm. Where it's like if I went to Blockbuster or Family Video or Piggly Wiggly or wherever and rented a game, I could go by developer alone. I felt like if I had never heard of a game by Konami, but I took a chance on it. I was never disappointed.
Whenever I was younger, I only knew of two developers that I knew, good and bad. Good, Square. Bad, LJN.
Yep.
Yep.
And what's great...
That rainbow was, no, this is going to be a bad game.
And that's an example of a good, memorable logo doing bad. Because, like, they need a forgettable logo so that they can trick more people into
picking... It's like Ocean. Ocean's logo is terrible. And they did, like, some pretty bad shit, too.
Yeah.
So...
I love that you reference Capcom and LJN together, because these are both... Capcom was working with a license, mm-hmm. and that's pretty much just that's what LJN did. So it's nice to see them. Like, that's the starkest contrast.
That's the opposite ends of the bell curve.
Yeah. Diametrically opposed. Mm-hmm. So this game is a Mega Man game.
Yeah, it 100% is. Yep.
And that was evident to me, a guy who has not played all of the Mega Man games. I felt like in the first level that I played, I was like, oh, this...
He doesn't use that gas gun that much.
Yeah. I was like, this is a Mega Man game. And it's like, because he moves like Mega Man when he fires his gun. It's a lot like Mega Man's original Buster. Mm-hmm. And even some of the sound effects... I feel like we're taken from other Capcom NES games. So there's a lot of asset sharing in this game. So that's a bad thing, I think, but I didn't notice it that much, and I don't feel like it hindered the game itself. What do you think? Did you feel like it was obviously a Mega Man?
Oh, it was obviously a Mega Man game. Yeah. Obviously. And then when I looked into it, it was like Capcom used the engine from Mega Man 5 and just whittled it down a little bit. Took away elements and then added a few new elements into it to change the formula up a little bit.
Right.
So it is like, it's not as good as any Mega Man game.
You don't think so?
No. But I think it's a lot better than anything else of that type of game that isn't Mega Man.
Okay. So why would you say it's not better than any Mega Man game?
Because, let's see, think about, it's like if you have Mega Man, and if Mega Man didn't gain the kind of weapon from the boss... If you just like beat it and it was over. So it's like all the bosses are kind of generic. They all sort of function very similarly in their in their level, because it's always like the tiered system and you jump through and do the same thing.
So it's
the thing that was intriguing about Mega Man was a boss thing.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's pretty similar, because you can get different kind of rounds for your gas gun with different kinds of gas, but they took away the ability to shuffle between them. Which I think is
you can only have
kind
one.
Of weak.
You can have the arrow gas,
lightning gas, heavy gas, and arrow gas. So, but if you get a ton of arrow gas, where you got lots of ammunition, awesome. Come across one canister of lightning gas, get it. All your arrow gas is
really?
Gone, and you replace.
You
can't switch between or do anything like that.
I didn't play with any of the special gases.
You don't need.
I played this entire game with just his regular gun.
Yeah,
and that's. Honestly, that's how I like to do Mega Man games too. I hate using the weapons from the bosses. Mm. I think you're dead on with like the bosses in Mega Man are better in that they put a lot more thought, I feel like, into the bosses in Mega Man than
I did like the level design and how Darkwing Duck functions.
Yeah.
Maybe more than Mega Man, because of having been able to hang from ledges.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's cool being able to duck.
Yes. His cloak shield.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I would kill for something like that in Mega Man.
Yeah, I mean, well, that's what Proto Man is. Proto Man has that with his shield.
When does Proto Man come into play?
Not until the new 8-bit ones that they do.
Then
Proto Man is a playable character, and he can't. I forget. There are some differences. Like, but his main difference is he has that shield. That's his big thing.
But I would love that in classic Mega Man.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that. And it's weird because, I mean, it's interesting because you can see what adding these small game elements can do to change the game design. Because I didn't feel like Darkwing Duck was an easy game, but I think it was definitely easier than any Mega Man game that I played.
Yeah, you're right.
And I think it's just like those small
things. The
bosses
weren't so hard that you need to have the weakness most of the time. Like, you can do M Buster alone, but it's going to be a lot fucking harder than if you had their... Most of the time, then once you find their weakness, then they're too easy.
Right.
With the exception of like a few cases, but
I like that this game, like I like the bosses in Mega Man's, I think they're cool and they're usually fun fights. Mm-hmm. But what I don't like about it, and I've expressed this before, is that there is an order to do them. Mm-hmm. It feels weird to me that you can choose where you go first, but we all know, like, you're going to find out there's one that you definitely should do first, and then there's one you definitely should do second.
Yeah, so Darwin Naked doesn't matter.
Right.
Yeah.
Because the bosses aren't weak to really anything.
And it's really, that's more present in Mega Man X, because, like, if you go to Flame Mammoth's level immediately in Mega Man X, the whole level's still on fire and you can't get anywhere to do anything. But if you beat Chill Penguin first and go to that level, then all the fires are extinguished and all that shit. So it's especially prevalent there.
And that's cool. I just don't like the way that you have to figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like there should be another way to figure that kind of stuff out besides trial and error. You're right. There's none of this in Darkwing Duck because you don't gain any kind of, like, special weapon from the bosses. I thought it was interesting, though, that they split them up. Like, when you start the game, Launchpad is telling you that there are three places that need help. And there's a city map of St. Mm-hmm. Canard. And they've got balloons that say, help. Mm-hmm. And you select which one you want to go to. And Launchpad tells you who's there, essentially. He'll be like, Bushroot is here, or Cracker Jack. I know all their names now.
That Batman-esque oracle that is Launchpad McCormack.
Right? So I felt it was weird that they gave you that choice, and that they only gave you three choices when there's six stages that you actually choose. Because once you finish those three, the next tier opens up.
Yep. And then the final Dr. Wily-esque level two.
Right. The very, very Dr. Wily-esque level and fight, I think.
Yeah, it is. Because I didn't get that far. Sadly, I did not get to play this game as much as I wanted.
Yeah.
Because of the snow, like, canceled a lot of my labs and exams for class, and then they rescheduled them, like, the last few days. So I did not get to put as much time as I wanted to.
I finished this game because I liked it so much. This wasn't one of the games that I finished because I felt like I owed it to the show. This was one of these games where it's like, oh yeah, I could have fun finishing this game.
Yeah. That's what I heard, like, that this game was legitimately fun. Okay. I don't feel like there are a ton of NES games that I sit down and I'm like, fuck yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah. So. And I'm definitely more forgiving about NES games forgiving to NES games than you are, because NES really was kind of like my wheelhouse when I was a kid, and SNES was definitely yours.
Yeah.
So it's like, I can forgive some things that other people, like younger gamers, might not be able to forgive. Like, Darkwing Duck has its problems, like any NES games, when you have more sprites on the screen than there needs to be, because you get that sprite flicker.
Yeah.
And that sucks when you're trying to not get shot by the green duck with the cloak. And try to dodge three chickens that are full of helium. it's impossible to do if they're flickering.
Yeah. So. Let's see, because the boss rundown. Before I said the music.
Yeah.
The music was great.
Oh, I loved it.
It was everything from the show done really well in an 8-bit rendition.
Yes. I was humming the boss song, the Steelbeak.
Yeah.
Boss fight song at work. And it was one of those moments where I like noticed that I was doing it. And I was like, oh shit. Okay. Mm-hmm. That really got to me.
Because you fight, let's see. I remembered most of these. Quacker Jack.
The Harley Quinn of, of Darkwing Duck.
Wolf Duck, who I did not remember.
I remembered him once he transformed into the wolf portion. I didn't recognize him as the professor.
Liquidator, who I remember very well.
Oh man, I forgot all about Liquidator. Yeah. And it was like the moment I saw him, I was like, him, the water dog. Like, I was like, it was one of those things where it was just like I have never felt nostalgia that powerful. Like, it was like something that I had forgotten completely and then uncovered and then loved still.
And let's see, Moliarty.
Yeah, Moliarty.
Which I didn't really, I mean, vaguely I remembered Moliarty, so I must have not watched a lot of his episodes.
He was, I think, the hardest boss, not to mess up your list.
Because, he functioned a little differently in that he, had the machines that drop stuff on you, so he was a little different.
He was the hardest, I think.
Bushroot.
Yeah.
Who Bushroot and Megavolt are who I remember the best.
Right.
I only vaguely remember Steelbeak. in the first place.
I remember Steelbeak, but I remember thinking he was a dumb character.
Yeah.
Like when I watched the show.
It's like, oh, Jaws. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Whenever it was a Steelbeak episode, I kind of either turned it off or zoned out.
But they left out the best one.
Negaduck. And a lot of people are upset about it still. Yeah. Yeah. In a segment that I'm going to do later in the show, I had to do some research on a site that may or may not show videos. And yeah, that's like number one complaint. Like that comment shows up a billion times where it's like, great game. I don't know why they didn't have Negaduck in it though. Like, I mean, it's like every other one.
Cause I loved like one of my favorite episodes that I still remember very well. That, I mean, I love the serious ones, the alternate reality where Gosling goes to. Those are my favorite Darkwing Duck episodes.
I don't remember. Dude, I remember so little about Darkwing Duck. It is ridiculous. Yeah,
we're going to have to rewatch it, I guess.
What's the alternate Gosling universe?
There's an alternate universe where, like, I forget, like, the way to get through was like a birthday cake or something like that. The Gosling goes through and where everything is basically the opposite of itself. She goes through,
right,
and her neighborhood is now a ghetto, basically, and her nice neighbors are all like mean and terrible. So you get the inverse Darkwing Duck, which is Negaduck.
That's where Negaduck came from. Yep.
So he figures out a way to cross over
from
that
cake
universe through, yeah, into ours.
Cool.
Yep.
I got to rewatch Darkwing Duck, and that's not a joke.
No, I'm with you. I'm going to get it. Hopefully Ken is into it. So
yeah, she will be. Yeah.
Let's see. So before, let's just do this.
Let's
just
do
this.
Yeah, let's do the thing.
I made a quiz for you, Dave.
Perfect. Is it ducks?
We've done like the Darkwing Duck bosses and stuff like that. So I just wanted to make you a general Capcom quiz.
Oh man, I am afraid that I'm not going to do well at this.
I feel like for the most part, there are some gimmies and there's some that are hard. So I feel like this probably evens out.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Man, whew, people are going to be mad at me. I can already tell.
What is Mega Man known as in Japan?
Rockman.
Correct.
He's Rockman.
And let's see. This was the color of Mega Man in Captain N and the Game Masters.
Oh, I never watched it. I know he wasn't blue. Mm-hmm. Was he? This is going to sound crazy. Was he pink?
He was green.
Green, okay.
And supposedly, like, I looked into this, and supposedly the creator, there was something wrong with their TV when they played Mega Man,
yeah,
so that he was green. So that when they designed him, he came out green, and he didn't have a personality at that point. So that's why he's this weird troll-like thing in the series.
They took Rockman very literally.
he's basically a Pokemon in that series, because he gets Mega Man. Name the original virus in Resident Evil.
The original virus?
Well, what is the virus featured in Resident Evil? Because it's not the very first. There is, I looked into their history, Resident Evil is so fucked up.
Oh,
but
yeah,
there is,
I bet,
like an original way back in the day virus, but then the virus that then produces the fucked up thing Umbrella uses in Resident Evil 1.
Okay, here's the thing. I know the answer to this question.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't think of it right now because I feel very put on the spot.
You want to come back to it?
Can we please?
Yeah. Capcom was the new name for this company.
Oh.
What were they before they were officially Capcom?
Oh, I'm going to learn something today because I don't know the answer to this at all. I don't even have a guess.
Capsule Computers.
Capsule Computers.
Hence, Capcom.
Got it. Interesting. Did they actually make computers at some point?
I forget what they did back at, like, this game. They were Capsule Computers in, like, well, the company started, I think, in, like, 74.
Wow.
And then in, like, 82 or 83, they were Capsule Computers. And then they became Capcom in, like, 84.
Interesting.
And they...
For the Nintendo, it sounds like.
They produced, like, stand-up, like, Little League baseball machines and something else before.
Yeah.
But... this was the first Capcom game that was ported to the NES. This shooting game.
A shooting game?
It's a shooter that is Capcom's first game on the NES.
Capcom's...
not made for the NES, ported to the NES.
It's a shooter that Capcom did. Oh, man.
It's a top-down shooter.
I know, you're throwing me out some real
If
hits.
You asked me, I wouldn't. I think I own it, but if you'd asked me this, I wouldn't have known.
Oh, man. This is, God, you're going to say it, and I'm going to, it's a port of an arcade game.
Probably.
What is it?
1942.
I knew that. Just like I can't remember the name of the virus. You got to believe me. I know it.
Who is the boss in the original Marvel vs. Capcom?
Who is the boss in the original Marvel vs. Capcom? Mm-hmm. Is it Onslaught?
Onslaught is okay. Correct.
Oh, man.
Who is the weakest character in Marvel vs. Capcom 2?
The weakest character?
The weakest character.
Isn't this subjective?
Now, stat-wise and everything like that, this is subjectively the weakest character.
The weakest character in Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Bontron?
It is a Capcom character. Not Tron. No, it's not Tron Bond. I'll give you one more chance.
Yeah, Tron Bond.
You're in the right area.
I don't know.
Servbot.
Oh, okay. All right.
What is the name of Phoenix Wright's truth-revealing item?
I don't fucking know. I don't know.
The Magatama.
You're trying to embarrass me, aren't you? No, it works.
You play the Bill Desmond a little bit.
What is it?
Or the Magatama.
I don't even feel bad about not getting that one.
That's the little thing that looks like nines in like Japanese folklore.
No. Oh, okay.
It's an item.
Okay. But yeah, I still don't feel bad. Like, that's not one that I should know, I feel like. Like 1942 and the fucking name of the virus in Resident Evil, which I still can't remember.
It's a letter of the alphabet, virus. Darkstalkers, BB Hood.
Yes.
BB stands for what?
Oh, it stands for... It's something like... Is it something like Bullet Bonnet or something like that? What, I don't know.
You're on the right track.
What is it?
Baby Bonnie.
Baby Bonnie.
I did not know this until I saw this today.
Yeah. Clearly, I didn't know it to begin with. So,
this Street Fighter character plays as a female clone of M. Bison.
She plays?
Her moveset and style is a female M. Bison. Her character concept is not that she is a... To my knowledge, I looked it up. It does not appear that she is an actual female clone of M. Bison, but her moveset is similar.
It's similar?
Yes. According to the Street Fighter wiki, she plays as a female clone of M. Bison.
I'm not a big M. Bison player. I guess I'd have to guess. I mean, Chun-Li plays really differently. Cammy?
Cammy's correct.
I don't agree with that, but I'm glad I got it right.
Yeah.
I'm also not a Street Fighter expert, so I'm sure that's like, well, you know, she has X amount of frames of invincibility after she does this move, and so does M. Bison. So
I think it's the lack of projectiles, and instead their body becomes the projectile that they're hurled.
Okay.
She does that, and then M. Bison does that.
Okay, I get that.
So going back, what is the name of the virus in Resident Evil?
The T-Virus.
T-Virus is correct.
Thanks for the generous hint.
The bonus, can you name the very, very first virus that starts everything?
Like it starts the world?
Well, it starts the world.
The Big Bang virus? No, I can't name the virus.
The progenitor virus. Okay. That is what the strand of the T-Virus comes from.
Okay.
But looking at Resident Evil lore, that is a fucked up rabbit hole of complete incomprehension.
I believe it.
Same for, like, I've really been trying to break down Mega Man and understand what's going on in Mega Man, because it is also nuts. I kind of understand it now, but it's still like, man, that shit is all over the place.
Do you ever have a moment where it's like you're trying to think about something really hard, like you're trying to retrieve information from your brain, and there's something that like keeps popping up.
Yep.
It's like literally like you're in a browser and it's like a pop-up ad just keeps on. Like you can see like what you need is just underneath this thing. Uh-huh. But like the pop-up keeps going, legacy virus dog. And I'm like, no, that's not even a fucking video game. And it's like, I click the X and then like it pop up, legacy virus. Fuck you. It's not the legacy virus. Close. Legacy virus.
You remembered, though. You got it.
Yeah, because you gave it to me. Thank you for that, because I needed that bone to be thrown to me, because I was feeling like the shittiest video game podcaster in the world. So I needed that. Thank you.
Because I know then after that, there are so many different deviations from the T-virus into getting it refined into something else and does something else and something else.
Yeah.
To like eventually like Wesker has the perfect version of it. And that's why he's so incredibly powerful. He's the way the virus was supposed to work or some shit like that. So yeah.
I don't know, dog. I don't know. Resident Evil clearly is not a strong point of mine.
I mean, I'm looking forward to playing. They're re-releasing Resident Evil Zero now on Steam.
Really?
So I want to do it and that Resident Evil Original HD.
Yeah, I got that.
You did?
Yeah, I got that. I can't remember what sale, but yeah, I picked it up.
It's still been like, every time I look at it, every sale has been like a little more than I wanted to spend. Yeah. I don't think it was even on sale at all in this last winter sale or I would have picked it up.
I haven't played
I remember they had Resident Evil on sale. I was like, awesome. Resident Evil 6, 5, 4 on sale. How about this? Nope. The HD remaster of 1, not on sale.
I'm like, also, nope. A buddy at work posted on my Facebook today that Atari is releasing like 100 games on Steam, like a pack that's 100 games. And when I first saw that story, I was like, nah, that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
But then I read that they're going to have like online multiplayer for these games. And that's amazing to me to be able to play like an Atari game, regardless of whether it's the Atari console or an arcade game that Atari developed, like to be able to play that with another person in another part of the world.
Yeah.
Like that's really cool. That's interesting to me. The mixing of the extremely old and like a newer technology.
Play Texas Chainsaw Massacre with someone else in this other world.
That's right.
Have you ever watched the video play Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
No. Is it awful?
It is so bad.
Yeah. What's bad about it?
Well, you're Leatherface for one.
Right. Okay.
And the time meter that you have of how long you can play is the gas that's in your chainsaw.
Okay.
And you're just on a perpetually scrolling screen mowing down little girls. And it's like stuff gets in your way and like slows you down and takes some of your gas away.
Yeah.
And you just see how many girls you can mow down on this one take of chainsaw gas.
Is it less tasteful than Chiller?
Oh, no, no.
Okay.
Not by any. Because once you actually hit the girls, they sort of fall in half and they go away. It's okay. Not like Chiller.
Okay. So I didn't even know that was a video game, and I guess we need to play it for the show.
Yep. Let's see. Do you have any achievements for Duckwing Duck?
We did not talk about the game at all.
I mean...
I mean, I do have achievements for Darkwing Duck.
Well, here's the thing.
But we didn't talk about it.
It's sort of like, it's just Mega Man in different parts of the cartoon. All it really is.
No, you're right. You're 100% right.
It's hard to say that much more about it. It has some cool and interesting mechanics to it, but otherwise it's just Mega Man.
No, I love it because I'm going to show you the notes I have for this show. Look at this. What do you think about that?
Wow.
Guess how many lines are about the game?
Four.
Two. Two of them are about the game. Here's one. Tyler, how did you enjoy this Mega Man game? Line two.
Joe Kreider.
Had you ever played this game before? And then I was just going to wing it. I was like, I'm sure Tyler's got a bunch to say about Darkwing Duck.
Mottos by comparison are four lines, a quiz, achievement, spiritual glasses.
Yes, I do have achievements for this game, Tyler.
What you got?
My first achievement, Shut the Duck Up. In order to unlock Shut the Duck Up, you need to scream at the game every time you die and have to go back to the beginning of the level and watch Darkwing Duck slowly appear and say, I am Darkwing Duck. Every time he dies, that happens. Unless you go back to a checkpoint. So there's a halfway point in the game. If you die before you get to that checkpoint, you got to watch. That's your punishment. You have to watch this long animation. He never changes what he says. He never like, I am the terror who flaps in the night. He never does any of that. Every time it's, I am Darkwing Duck. So there's a complaint.
We have split up into a new reality in which I did not die, so I need to assert myself that I am Darkwing Duck.
Okay, you put it in that perspective, and I understand. Because like I would feel pretty pumped, too, if like I just got murdered and came back to life and felt like I was going to be able to avenge my own death.
Is this it's like very Rick and Morty. This is a new world? Yeah. It's a different reality? Can I go to another world in which I have died and replace myself?
Well, this is Cronenberg Duck. let's switch achievements. I feel like we haven't done that in a while. So you give me one.
I've got Ninja Warrior, which that is where you hang off the ledge of 100 ledges.
Okay.
Because that's all that fucking Ninja Warrior after the first course becomes about. How long you can just grip hang onto the stuff. Side of stuff. Yeah. 100%.
Did you ever like watch Ninja Warrior and be like, I could do that?
No.
Really?
No.
So you don't have illusions of grandeur like I used to.
I feel like I watched the first stage. Yeah. I feel like I could do everything up until the warped wall. And there's no fucking way I could ever do the warped wall.
Not many people can do the warped wall.
And everyone that I see do, they have crazy verticals or they're very tall with like long arms.
Yeah.
I'm 5'10 and I have very short arms. There's no fucking way that I'm going to be able to ever do the warped wall.
I feel like Ninja Warrior had the complete opposite effect on me that it was intended to. And that is when I watch Ninja Warrior, I'm like, oh yeah, I could do that.
It's like watching Magic with Josh's ex-girlfriend. That's not real. Yeah, I know. Thank you, Shannon. I know it's not real.
I mean, Magic isn't real,
guys. No, I don't
think
Penn and Teller are wizards. Thank you, Shannon.
Well, one of them does have a dragon ancestor. So there is evidence that points to one of them maybe being a sorcerer.
They're sorcerers.
The other one did make a pact with the devil.
The other one's just very liberal.
Like I said, made a pact with the devil. I'm just kidding, y'all.
I'm sorry. I'll get corrected. Ben Gillette is a libertarian, not just a liberal.
You will get corrected. Yeah. You'll get it worse than I did for the Capcom
maybe
players.
From Penn Gillette himself.
Well, that would be worth it almost. I have another achievement, and it is called, you're going to like this one. Can I tell you that go ahead and just preface this, I'm really proud of this achievement. Mm-hmm. I feel like this might be my best achievement yet. I'll let you be the judge. I am the terror that faps in the night. It gets better.
Okay.
You know how you unlock I have the terror that faps in the night?
How?
Beat this game with one hand.
Okay. Like the power glove?
I guess that's an easy way to unlock this achievement, is to play it with the power glove.
I don't know if it's an easy way to unlock the achievement.
It might be easier than playing on a regular Nintendo controller with one hand.
I would like to get a hold, because all the reviews I read about the power glove are like, awesome concept.
Awesome hand jobs.
Unplayable.
Like there's an eBay posting of them trying to pass it off as a hand job machine. Like they're not like even they don't know what it is when they're posting it. They're like, Nintendo hand job machine.
I don't think it's a spoiler if you haven't seen it yet, but I know that becomes one of Ash's hands in Ash versus Evil Dead. They construct him one out of a power glove.
I love that.
So I've got all that series now. I will share with you, but I watched it, finished the whole thing a few nights ago.
Awesome.
Very
awesome.
Pleased with it, and is absolutely set up to keep going.
Oh, yeah. I heard an interview at Comic-Con that they had with, I'm drawing a blank, Sam Raimi and Bruce Campbell. And they were talking about, they want to do this for as long as people want to watch it.
Good.
They want to create it.
'Cause it is so good. It's so fucking good.
Yeah.
Like
I've loved.
I've never seen Evil Dead 1 and 2. I've only seen Army of Darkness. And I was not crazy about Army of Darkness.
Yeah.
This show, however, is fucking fantastic.
I need to watch the rest of it desperately. Yeah. I need to watch the rest of it desperately. From what I've seen, the first four episodes, it has felt like somewhere in between Evil Dead 2 and Army of Darkness.
Yeah.
Like that's where the tone kind of lies somewhere
in
there.
It does have some straight up horror elements in it. And it's not just rampant goofiness that is Army of Darkness.
And there is some of that for sure.
Oh yeah.
But yeah.
I mean, I have not seen like Bruce Campbell's face get like stretched like you know, comic clay like the Necronomicon whenever he's trying to grab it or grabs the wrong book. Then my last one is Batman Duck. And you get that by killing 20 bats. There are bats in the game.
There are bats in the game. And
they're mostly all poultry themed boss enemies and bosses, mm-hmm. but
except for Liquidator, Megavolt. Yeah.
They're dogs.
Love that Liquidator. I do. He's so cute. I think I should get a Liquidator tattoo on my lower back.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you're coming with me to the tattoo.
Or around room. Your dick like it's the fire hose that he is like holding on to.
I want to see the tattoo artist. So I'm like, can you just make my wiener blue? Is that going to hurt a lot?
Have you played Darkwing Duck? You want a Liquidator tattoo, don't you? Fucking fourth one today. Fine,
this guy
lay down.
Gets me. I have one more achievement, and it is called Dark Wang Duck. Actually, I'm sorry. That is a fanfic that I've been working on. Interracial Dark Wang Duck fanfic. My bad. Didn't mean to read that.
Mallards and penguins, I guess.
Tyler?
Yes, Dave.
I have had a lot of fun today.
Yeah.
Not talking about Darkwing Duck.
I don't know how much fun John had, but...
Oh, I think he had fun.
He got to eat hot chicken.
Yeah.
And John does love to be outraged.
Yes.
He watches Fox News just for the outrage, so he loves it.
You gave him a lot to think about on his ride home. His long ride home. I'm sure he thought about that the whole way. I might text him to later tonight to stoke the fire and be like, man, Tyler talked so much shit about Harrison Ford after you left. I have a few questions for you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The first of which being, if you were to give this game a beard that sums up how you feel about it, what kind of beard would it be?
I would give it Kenji or Kaiji. I don't remember his name. Kenji Inafune.
Uh-huh.
His barely there mustache and goatee.
Okay. All right. That's fitting.
Because he's the creator of Mega Man.
Right.
And this game is not full Mega Man. It's vaguely Mega Man. Like he has vaguely has a mustache and a goatee.
Okay. I love that. I think that's perfect. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
If you were to give this game a pair of glasses that sums up how you feel about it, what kind of glasses would you give it?
I'd have to give it the rarely used goggles of Launchpad McQuack.
Ooh. You know things are serious when he puts the goggles
on. Yeah, which is very, I mean, like, there's instances where shit's flying in his face.
Yeah.
He should have his goggles on, but he doesn't.
He's just not a goggles guy.
I mean, you don't have to have them. It's fine, Launchpad. Yeah. I'll still believe you're a pilot.
They don't
fly. Don't know, motherfucking pilot, not to have. Not have goggles. You know, two people have goggles. Swimmers and pilots.
Never gives goggles to his...
You got your bomber jacket. That's good enough, Launchpad. Your name is Launchpad. It's fine.
We get it. He never gives the passengers goggles, and that worries me. excuse me, do you think we should have those?
No. I don't wear these. No.
That was a good launch pad.
It's a stylish choice.
That was a good launch pad. next Dragon Con, you should go with launch pad. Can you say, sure thing, Mr. D?
Oh, God. Is it Mr. McD or just D?
Mr. McD? Yeah, it's...
Sure.
Yeah, it's McD. It's got
to
be.
I'm trying to go back to DuckTales. It's just the game we played recently. Shirt. Shirt.
Shirts.
Shirt. Shirts.
Shirts.
Shirts,
sale.
Mr. McGee.
What, you want a shirt? Come here.
Got this shirt cannon, Mr. McGee.
Nailed it.
I'm functionally mentally handicapped, Mr. McGee. I fly you around.
You know he's taking advantage of Launchpad.
Oh, yeah.
Scrooge is definitely.
He doesn't pay him shit. He doesn't know.
Well, you like to fly, don't you, Launchpad?
I March of Dimes pays half a Launchpad salary.
Tyler, I want to know how much this game is on Amazon. How much do you think this game is on Amazon, Tyler?
It came out in 92.
No.
So, like, the SNES was still...
Yeah, it did. You're right.
92. SNES is, like, going. So I'm going to assume it didn't sell... Huge because the new thing was out.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming it's a little more expensive, but not like a crazy expensive because it is still like a licensed movie game.
92 was not a good year to release NES games.
No. So I'm going to say $18.
$18.
Yeah.
It's a good guess. Actual retail value of Darkwing Duck used on Amazon for the NES at the time of this recording is... $40.99.
Wow. Okay.
$40.99. No new copies, which is rare.
Yeah. I mean, I just imagine it like well-received, just didn't sell well.
Yeah, and I get it, right? Like 92 could not have been a good year for Nintendo games.
Yeah. They could have easily brought this over to the SNES and it would have been great.
I'm kind of glad they didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's just a personal preference, and that's the difference between you and me.
Yeah.
Like, I think I'd rather play a great NES game, like, over a good Super Nintendo game.
If they would have brought it to the SNES, I bet the sprites and everything would have been a lot bigger.
Yeah.
And Darkwing would have been slower.
I feel like it would have been weird, right?
Yeah. I can imagine it would have been like a bigger life bar, a bit more colorful,
but
slower.
Yeah.
I imagine it would have gotten the Mega Man 7 treatment.
I don't think I would have liked that as much.
And my brother sent me a link because he was looking at old N64 games on like the GameStop market.
Yeah.
And he said they're selling Bomberman 64 for about $200.
What?
So I was like, do you have this? I was like, I don't, but Dave does.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I wonder what they give me for it.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, GameStop, nothing.
Yeah.
Like, go on eBay and you'll make some money. GameStop will give you like $25.
I did not pay. I'd make a profit. I did not pay much for Bomberman 64 on eBay. Interesting.
So either they're fucking with people or...
Oh, well, I mean, clearly they... Yeah. I mean, clearly they're at least a little bit. Do you think they misplaced a decibel or something?
Maybe. Or maybe they thought it was the other Bomberman.
Yeah.
I think the other one is a lot harder to find.
Yeah, it is.
Hmm.
Tyler?
Yes, Dave.
There's something I like to read.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
Sure.
I'm sure you remember when Sandwich Pope Phil was on the show. Mm-hmm. He...
I hear his quarters jangling into our wallets now.
He birthed, I think, one of my favorite segments, where I go on YouTube and I find comments about Darkwing Duck for the NES. So here are YouTube comments presented by Absolute Vodka.
Okay. Taking a little Mike and Purdue there.
Yes, I am.
Okay.
It's a callback to Lord Mike. Number one. I was kid. I can't complete this game. Now I'm a young, and I cleared this game. This game is wonderful and funny.
I will go from young to being medium to being old.
Yeah. Phil mentioned something to me earlier saying that broken English is gold, and he's right. It is. I'm sure the person who posted, well, I'm not sure. The person who posted this probably is not stupid. But they'd sure as hell come across it. That's stupid. Disney should make a game called Disney Devil Demon Land. So, there's that.
I agree. Completely.
Why haven't they done it yet?
Disney should make Rape Festival. Okay, yeah. Disney presents Rape Festival.
Disney should make Steve Madden 2.
Got you, Taren. Got you good.
I wonder why there was not another parts like Mario or Contra. I don't like Mario and Contra, but they had so many parts. Doesn't that sound like it was written by like Bob Odenkirk or something, like David Cross? Like they sat in a room together and they're like, let's write the funniest YouTube comment ever. Do you think it would be something like, I wonder why there was not another parts like Mario or Contra. I don't like Mario and Contra, but they had so many parts.
I don't understand that you could jump and shoot. That smacks more of Mega Man as opposed to one part Mario and one part Contra.
I have more from this user who says, all games that liked by users always had requests, even if they was clones in gaming and strategy, but other levels. Recall Tiny Toon or DuckTales. Chip and Dale, same Contra or Mario.
No! No! The NES had more games that were genre-defining than Mario and Contra. Especially, like, why not say more like Mega Man? Because that's what it is.
Here's another one, Tyler. It's Mega Man who terror and flaps at night for Dr. Wily. I am Darkwing Rockman Duck. Since this game is made behind by the creators of Mega Man, yeah to yes.
I agree. That's the first comment I agree with so far.
This is the episode, Tyler, where I feel like you and I really go from yeah to yes.
this podcast, what's with little, now podcast.
Let's do a whole episode as if written by a YouTube commenter.
Now podcast young, built up many parts.
Like so, Mario or Contra.
So many parts, like chicken and stories.
I have one more comment from YouTube. Oh, my bad. I got two more. Didn't mean to tease you. I'll never admit how many times I watched my VHS recording of Cats as a kid. Rest in peace, Rum Tum Tugger. I can't tell you what that has to fucking do with Darkwing Duck.
Nothing. I don't, you're right. I mean, I guess that's Darkwing Duck is something I would have recorded on VHS. But other than that, I did not like Cats. Did not care for Cats.
I've never seen it. It's creepy to me, though.
It is kind of creepy.
Yeah, it's creepy to me. Like, I've watched a YouTube video where, like, they're in the audience. Like, the cat people are in the audience.
Yeah.
I couldn't deal with that. Like, I would, like, when I buy a ticket, I would make a request. Can this please not be on an aisle seat? Like, because I don't want a cat human to touch my head.
If it's comedy or a stand-up, great. Could talk to the audience, interact with the audience, cool. Theater, no thank you. I do not want audience participation or to be involved if I'm going to see a play.
What if it's a play / magic show?
Magic show is different. Magic show is different. Even then, magic show, they're going to be plants. It's not like, I'm going to go to a magic show and I'm going to be chosen and really get to do something.
Man, you're making me question every single elementary school magic show that I've went to. I never really noticed Becky before. I've got one more, Tyler. This one's nice, short, sweet, straight to the point. Mm-hmm. Does DW like DP?
Okay. I mean, you're reaching there, YouTube commenter. you're being dark and dirty for the purpose of being dark and dirty.
He's tadpogging it right now. Yeah. We've all had our moments. I had fun.
Yeah.
I don't know how people are going to like this, but I sure as hell enjoyed it.
That's what's important.
I agree.
Except for people that give us money. We want to make them happy, but otherwise.
I feel like the people who give us money are our kind of people and loved this.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Well, that puts us up right about time, so that's pretty good. So thanks for listening, everybody. You can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. So to miss the next episode, we have a very special episode where Chris Edler is coming in, and we're going to talk about pinball.
Hell yes.
We've been talking about this for a very, very long time.
Yes.
So now it's actually working out.
Hey, I think it would be cool if you guys tweeted us questions to ask Chris Edler.
Yeah.
Pinball-related questions.
Or not.
Or not. Or not. Yeah, okay. I'm glad you threw that in there.
It's like pinball or like...
buttholes.
Buttholes, how big his dick is, how many people he slept with, whatever. You know, just like the hard-hitting...
It's same.
View style interview questions. What would... If Chris Edler was on The View, what would they ask him? Stuff like that. It's fine. Go ahead.
Penis butthole.
I'm Whoopi. You're Rosie. It's fine. Let's see. What we still love, iTunes reviews. Now we're up to 132. We broke that 130 barrier that was there for a long time. So thank you. But please,
feels great.
We need more. That only helps us pop up in the biggest marketplace more frequently. So please, go to iTunes, type in Tadpog. You'll probably get a lot of options for Tadpole, but Tadpog is in there somewhere.
It is.
Find Tadpog.
And coming up more frequently.
It's true. Yeah. We were like, you had to go through two or three screens to see Tadpog. Now it's like two.
I know.
So find Tadpog, hit the subscribe button, give the show a 5-star rating, and write a review. And in that review, if there's a guest host you want for a show, an episode you want us to do, if you have a Patreon request, include that in your 5-star written review. And whatever you put in that, we promise we will get to that
eventually. Don't put your Patreon requests there, dude. Like, actually give us money. Because it'd be really easy for you to do this right now. Type up a review. Here's my Patreon request. I have no way of checking whether that person is a donor or not.
Fingers are just buttholes on the air.
Someone's rubbing their hands maniacally. Got them. They're going to talk about Adventure Island, and it's all on me tricking them. Don't worry, guys. Like Tyler said, we're going to be back. We're going to be talking about pinball with Chris Edler. What are your questions for him? Send them to us on Facebook. We are at facebook.com/tadpog. There's a lot of cool people there doing a lot of cool shit, including Chris Edler. Send your questions to tadpog_podcast on Twitter. It's cumbersome, I realize, but I've grown to love it, much like an arranged marriage. And thank you so much to everyone who retweets us, like our episode announcements, because we have been getting a lot more listeners than we used to.
Yeah.
Like 2016 has been good to
understand.
Us. And I honestly do think it has a lot to do with the Facebook shares and a lot to do with the retweets. So,
okay.
So thank you very much. I mean, I cannot thank you enough because it's been incredible.
Yeah.
We do have a Patreon, like we mentioned earlier. If you enjoyed this show that was barely about Darkwing Duck, then you can give us money for that. You can go to patreon.com/tadpog. Thank you very much to our donors already. We've got like over 50 donors. That's crazy. Yeah,
52 donors.
That's amazing. Like, you're amazing people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really, I never would have guessed that so many people like the show enough to chip in.
I guess that anybody that wasn't like related to us and felt bad for us would have ever given us money.
I don't have anyone related to me donating to that.
Our friends throwing in to support us.
Yeah. Well, thank you to those people too. Yeah. Like Brandon, who doesn't listen to the show, but still donates.
Thank you, Brandon, Jacob, Taryn, Ian.
You're awesome. Jacob and Taryn listen, and Ian listens. I'm just calling Brandon out because he doesn't.
Yeah, Brandon does not. That's true.
Tyler. Can people mail us things?
They can. Let me pull up that address because I don't have it memorized.
I got it. You want to mail us something? You want to... Here, I'll do my best, Tyler. You want to... This is smooth, Tyler. You want to slide something into Nicole's aching box at the post office? Is that your thing?
I'll be your sexy hot man. Yeah. Mm.
You want to give me a booklet of stamps?
Yeah. Lick those stamps.
You want to...
Clit stamps.
Our second Tadbog shirt is just going to say clit stamps. Nothing else.
You want to kill George's wife? Yeah.
Do you have the address yet? Or would you like me to
read it? I do. I thought you were going to read that.
No, I don't want to steal it from you.
Okay.
That's your thing.
So help us fill Nicole's box.
Yeah.
So if you have something for us, please send it to Tadbog Studios, care of Nicole Nance, P.O. Box 3785, Paducah, Kentucky, 42002.
Damn, girl.
Damn, fill up that box. I'm just looking over for, like, who are our close friends that throw in for us.
Yeah, I got people to thank.
Yeah?
Yeah, while you look through that. I want to thank, speaking of Patreon, I want to thank Michael Winters for his pledge. I want to thank Master of Coin Ryan Walters, who has upped his pledge. He is second on the board right now.
Oh.
Second on the board. He's made a power play just recently. So thank you, Ryan Walters.
Boot off, Lord Mike of Purdue. He's trying.
He's above Exalted Lord Mike. He's just waiting for Paul Anderson to pull back that mighty number nine money.
All right.
To take number one spot. I want to thank Addison Webb for the new pledge. Mm-hmm. I might be getting into some that we've already thanked, but let's be safe rather than
Did
sorry.
Did you say Brett Winter?
Michael Winters, Brett Miller.
Okay.
For his new pledge, and Pat Lassinger. Thank you guys very much.
Yeah. You'll get the special Taryn and Banjo Tell Stories episode on Friday.
We're good for that? I worry
not,
about that.
Not yet.
Okay, right. I figured.
But I'll make it happen.
Okay. I'm really worried about it.
I don't have anything due until like Saturday, so I'm good.
Okay. I'm worried / feel guilty about it because I'm not going to do a damn thing on it. You're going to do a lot of work.
It's all right. It's fine. It's cool. How you want to close it out?
I think that we should probably close it out like we have the legacy virus.
Okay. So until next time. I'm cabling my arms going all like crazy metal wonky. I look like Carnage and cables in my arm.
Tetsuo!
There you go.
Any woman under the age of 25 is probably just extremely beautiful.